This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very special guest of a cool company, an award-winning CEO of an amazing company. It's Avi Chesla, who is the CEO of Empow, empow.co.
Right.
That's the website. Avi, welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Everyone's talking about AI on trade show floors now, and cybersecurity and machine learning and natural language, this and that.
Yeah.
You guys are a little ahead of the curve on that. What do you do, and how do you do it, and what is it ending up securing?
Yeah, so we develop a new kind of product called SIEM. SIEM, it's a known product in the security market.
New kind of security information events manager.
Yeah, new kind of security information event management platform.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we created Empower almost 5 years ago, we saw that there is a lot of lack of innovation in that space.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, everybody knows that the cyber security landscape is changing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the SIEM technologies that exist back then were behind the curve. And we saw that they cannot adapt to the new requirement, which result in the end with SIEM platform that require actually an army of security analysts to configure and maintain in order to make them effective.
And that's get through the noise, expensive. Too many alerts, right?
Yeah. Too many
wrong
rules,
alerts, right? Not intelligent.
A lot of data, too many rules to classify the data, too many rules to correlate and try to understand what is not false positive, what is a real signal, and then too many rules to create manually or statically and maintain them
all
to respond.
Playbooks, right? All these playbooks.
And require a lot of expertise. And maybe 10 years ago or something like that, it was feasible to create maybe 30 or 40 rules that can keep you safe, let's say. Today it's not the case. So you see organization with hundreds and actually thousands of rules that were aggregated, you know, on top of their SIEM. That's become a very complex platform, hard to maintain and hard to get the real value. I used to say that, and also saying today that, you know, people are working for the SIEM. The SIEM was not working for them.
SIEM isn't working for them. People are working for the SIEM.
And this is the reality today. And
is yours a SIEM replacement or is it a SIEM intelligence engine?
So it's a SIEM replacement. We call it iSIEM. And the unique thing about what we have developed is a few, you can say, engine or brains inside the platform that allow the system to automatically classify the data that we are getting from all the security tools and the other data sources in the network using natural language processing and other AI techniques. So no rules are actually required in order to understand the data and classify that into potential groups of threats.
No rules are needed?
No rules are needed in order
you
to
do all
that.
The cognitive reasoning for the IT staff?
On top of that classification.
Can I go to the beach and just let it do its work for me and watch my phone for an alert?
You can actually work, and we have customers that work with that very successfully. All of them are references that manage our SIEM, the iSIEM, with no more than one security analyst.
Of course,
there is some setting need to be done. There is no thing like zero rules, but virtually it's no rules.
Does it auto learn or does it do that plus you have updates to your system?
So we have of course updates to our system. It also auto learns and optimizes itself, and it's also come with some baseline that we created that can be generalized for different types of customers, so the system doesn't need to wait for, you know, a month until it's really optimized and start to be effective.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
There are three countries that have the most patents in the world. United States with 330 million people, Japan with, I think, 100 million people, tied with Israel with how many citizens? 8 million?
About 8 million, almost 8 million.
So your company started with R&D in Israel?
We started in R&D in Israel. We have 16 patents on
these
technologies.
I knew you'd have some patents.
We have headquarters in Boston from where we manage the sales and marketing and support operation Our focus market is North America.
North America. So your headquarters is in Boston, but your R&D is in Israel.
Correct.
And your guys are always under threat and attack in Israel, so they're always thinking one step ahead of the next hacker.
Yeah, of course. A lot of ex-army, you know, and intelligent guys that are working in security research and try to think about different ways to create new models or automatic models that can be triage and correlate information, classified information. Of new threats and not just the known ones. We have a very important and strategic partnership, by the way, with Elastic, the company, Elasticsearch.
Elasticsearch.
Yeah, so
that makes
today,
a lot of sense.
Yeah, because we are, in the end, we are a small company and we are competing against giants like Splunk and IBM Curators and others, which are much bigger from startups like Empow, and that allow us a very a lot of power in terms of the go-to market because we can come with a company that is very successful today in the US and everybody using the open source of Elastic and like it. And we have integrated our this technology that I'm talking about into the Elastic stack.
So I have two questions for you. You're in my hot seat. Can anybody afford Empow?
Any mid-size organization and above.
1,000 employees and up?
Yeah, something like that can afford Empower. Yeah.
And that could be a credit union, a bank, an e-commerce company, healthcare provider, a power grid, right? Electric
Absolutely.
Company. I mean, there's everybody's under attack, and they need to. And they're understaffed, and they're under intelligence staff. They don't have.
Correct.
It's hard to. We have so many job openings in America,
correct.
Even worldwide in cybersecurity, because people are undertrained.
Correct.
And so you're taking that intelligence, making it a lot easier where one person can manage the system.
Correct.
And then my second question and closing question for you is, how do I buy Empower? Is it direct? Is it through the channel? Where do I get it?
So you can buy it through Elastic. You can buy it direct.
What's their website, do you know? Elastic.
Elastic.com.
Elastic.com.
Yeah. And sorry, it's Elastic.co, actually.
It's
they also
like
don't have the com.
Everybody has the CO now.
Yeah. And of course, directly through us, they can come to our website at empower.co. And we have a few resellers that working in the, mainly on the East Coast in the US.
I'm going to throw in one more question. What about MSSPs? Because that could help us SMBs leverage you indirectly.
So this is something that we started as a pilot, as a beta version with a few MSSPs for SMB market.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be, I guess, something that we will put more effort and focus on that next year.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I don't think you can live without some intelligence on your network. And if you're understaffed, mid-market or larger, and you want to deploy a next generation SIEM with cognitive reasoning that you're missing, get empow.co and don't wait, or go to elastic.co, one of their partners, and you're probably going to secure your network at a level you never thought possible before, and very quickly, right?
Right.
Deployment is fast.
It's pretty fast, yeah.
Sounds great. Thanks for coming and enjoying a hot seat interview.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.